Welcome to this wonderful cookery programme with Anna and Claire. I hope by the end of this we may get a call from the producers of a popular BBC or ITV cooking programme. The sound you can hear behind you is not Anna destroying the kitchen, but getting the necessary things. I feel like you know your way around this kitchen, but we've never been here before.
How many ovens? Should we tell them how many ovens we've got?
Well, we should probably tell you that we have actually not broken in, but been allowed in the Slimming World head office kitchen, not the actual canteen, but the bit where they film and taste all of the new recipes, when they're developing the books, when they're tasting the Iceland meals. And we have been let loose. Anna's pressing buttons. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ovens in front of us. This is a highly exciting episode where we are going to trial for ourselves one of the new curry book recipes. We'll let the kettle finish boiling. Anna will work out how the oven works. And we'll see the other side of the ukuleles. Well, the kettle's finished boiling, so I'll just bring it over to our area here. Anna's working out how to use the hob. It's an induction one. It's very posh. It's got very fancy, kind of fan thing as well. Anyway, welcome to Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire. She's Anna. And yes, we are in the kitchen. We have been let loose with the new curry book, which has just come out in group this week. If you buy a countdown, I think it goes on sale in group if you're not on a countdown from like the beginning of November. But it's a few weeks before this podcast is actually going out. So we've been given a sneak peek. And we brought all the ingredients with us, turned up to head office, wearing some rather nice dresses. And we've got aprons. Oh, there's a single apron. That's
no,
for you, Anna.
Two.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I just can't get the cooking to start.
Hang on, I've got a red leopard print dress, so, and I'm wearing the red apron.
Do you want the black apron?
No, I feel like that you need the black apron for a black dress. And it's got black polka dot dress today.
I can't get the hop to work, so I'm just trying to fill for time.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I've got no idea how this works.
Right, well, in the meantime, I'm going to find something to dissolve a stock cube. But as I was saying, this new curry book, both of us really love curry. And it's just got so many different things in it. I've actually pre-made some of the things that we can do a little taster session, which are the onion and carrot bhajis. Hey, I need some of that water for the stock cube.
Oh, wait, don't worry. I'm just trying
don't
to
use
see
it all.
Working. Right, here we go.
Are you going to break something
no,
in the kitchen? We'll never be allowed here. So shall we have a little rummage, actually? So to kind of paint a picture, on the side here, there's like all the different recipes and meals that you can get in Iceland that are Slimming World range, like the soy ginger chicken noodles. What's here? There's the sauces like pea and ham soup. There's peppercorn sauce. I mean, I don't even know if some of these are like old ones, but they're still for sale.
They're probably around.
They're around anyway. There's chicken jalfrezi here. There's all the packaging anyway. But what we're going to cook today in the space of recording this episode is a Thai green curry, which is in the book. It's page 93. If you're interested, I don't know whether it might end up being on the blog, this one too. I've also done, for us to taste, a bit of onion and carrot bhajis, which is page 6, and also an aubergine and pepper balti, which is page 108. So we've kind of got a bit of a, here's one we did before, and here's one we're cooking. So I'll just kind of give you an idea of some of the ingredients. I've obviously veganized this recipe. This actually is a Thai green chicken bake. But I have veganized it with chicken replacement, shall we say. I've got tender stem broccoli here. I've got some asparagus tips because actually you needed 400 grams of tender stem broccoli. I didn't have that. So I bulked it up with some asparagus. We've got some green Thai curry paste. We've got some chickpeas, which actually I got these, you know, like I did it in my Instant Pot cooker. And I did that yesterday, prepared them yesterday. We've got a bit of Anna's favourite, the old soap, which is coriander. Oh. And then we've got a veg stock cube and I've got some basmati rice. So apparently this is a bit of a tray bake. It should take around 40 minutes. The actual recipe, if you are a meat eater, has chicken thighs. But as I say, I've got... How many grams here? I've got about just under 400 grams of chicken plant-based pieces. Right, Anna's kind of just running around.
We can't work the induction pot, so we're going to cook our
Have we got a measuring
rice.
Jug?
Rice in the microwave. That's the safest way to do
oh,
it.
Oh, is that a measuring jug?
Yeah.
That looks like a measuring jug that we can put 150 mils in here of hot water.
Okay. So... Do we need
to call someone?
Well, I was thinking that, but there's no phone in here.
Oh, I haven't put the stock cube in.
I know, you meant to put it in. Oh, this is cups, darling, not mils. Let's have a look.
That's okay.
Okay,
it's
that's
all going in. Well, as you can see, we wouldn't make a Saturday morning kitchen, would we? I can't open this with one
I'm
hand.
I'm going to have to go and get someone to come and fix the cooker.
Right. Oh, my goodness, she plopped in the veg stock and splashed hot water. Oh, right. Wow. Okay, right. Well, I mean, I'm just going to prep here and put the things in the tray bake whilst Anna goes and looks at the ingredients and works out the cooker. It's got a really fancy fan oven. Like, it's got like a fan, what do you call it, an extractor that you press it and it comes up vertically. Like, I would never... I mean, that must be really expensive. Anyway, right, before we break anything, we'll hit pause and... we'll talk a little bit more about curry and spices, more importantly, in a moment. Right, well, we've worked out how the oven works, how the hob works. Turns out, like, I wonder whether, like, the TV programmes kitchens are as complicated as this.
But they have all those people who do all the prep, don't they? And then the presenters just have to stand there and look pretty. You see, yeah. We've missed that bit out.
Do you realise that you probably just ran out into Slimmer World reception wearing an apron?
Yeah, but I'm looking good in my apron.
Yeah, you are. Right, so in the meantime, we've managed to do a bit of prepping. Anna's just poured in the rice.
Yeah.
Do we need a bit more rice, do you reckon?
You told me you wanted for two servings, one cup. Two servings, I did a cup.
Do you reckon that's enough? Rice?
Would you want more rice?
Well, yeah, it's only a little bit in it.
Would you like more rice?
I don't know. What do you think?
I can put more rice in if you wish for more rice. There's never too much rice in the world.
I mean, it's a staple, isn't it?
It is.
I'll take it home and eat the rice.
Let's carb us up. Let's get us all sorted.
Right, okay. In the meantime, in the tray that we've got here, I have kind of opened all of... Is it in the background, which is the broccoli, the asparagus. I've chopped them in half. I've layered my chickpeas and my chicken plant-based pieces in the tray. I'm about to pour the stock and the green Thai curry paste over the tray.
Oh, look, she's doing it and holding the microphone.
Actually, maybe you should do that. Yeah, go on. It's meant to coat it. Coat the veg.
Okay, well, we can just pour it all over a mix, or you've done it so beautifully, you don't want it to...
I don't know. The recipe actually talks about placing, like...
Should we dilute a bit more water?
A bit more water. Some in there.
Water.
Placing the chicken pieces.
That was incredible,
nestling them into the nooks and crannies, is what it says.
I mean, why not nestle into a nook and a cranny with a bit of chicken, I say.
Right.
Or chickless chicken.
Chickless chicken.
Right.
Well, how are we going to call it?
It smells amazing.
I think it's the green Thai curry paste that really makes this. Right, that's ready to go in the oven.
Right, we need to time the rice. How long does this go in the oven?
Let me just check, caller. Hang on a sec. What's in there last time?
Nothing, it was the
heat. It doesn't make any noise, does it?
Yeah, I know, that's the problem.
Would you believe, like, it's listeners, that we just opened the oven and you didn't even notice?
It's like the hob don't even go red. I was looking for a red. So we need to cook our
rice. We've also been spared here. I mean, this is really like we've just basically broken into someone's house and started cooking in their house.
How glamorous is this kitchen?
Like, you know, like as if it's like a friend that's gone on holiday and you've basically just gone into their... They said, oh, here's the key, can you feed the cat? And in the end, what you do is you basically go... Yeah, that's what it feels like. So that goes in the oven for 30 minutes or so.
Right, so we need to...
Shall we set a timer? Yeah, hang on, I reckon there's a timer in this drawer. Here we go, here's... Oh no, it's a temperature thing.
I'm going to set a timer for the rice as well.
Have you ever wondered, like, you know, I'm always intrigued in other people's kitchens, like, what do they have? For years and years, I never bothered buying, like, a decent knife set.
Oh,
and I was just looking, because I always had one or two knives in the, whatchamacallit, the cutlery drawer.
Yeah.
That was it. I never had
a knife...
bank. That felt like when I joined Slimming World and I upgraded and I educated myself using these cookbooks to like learn how to cook, that it felt like a natural progression, a graduation program.
I love it. Well, look in their store cupboard staples, everything they've got in here, the types of things that you really need, like the measuring spoons to level off, really, really key.
Yeah, I mean, they've obviously got the low-cal cooking spray
They've
here.
Got a number of varieties, haven't they?
Now, the spices are quite interesting, because, you know, in our books, we have the store cupboard staples. Mm. So we've called this episode Spice Up Your Life, and what's really apparent, because we've got some onion and carrot bhajis in a minute to try, it's really apparent that spices are at the heart of this. And I have to say, I was talking to you over lunch, wasn't I, about how when I first joined Slimming World, I was very afraid of flavour. I wanted everything to be plain, to be safe.
Yeah, because you knew where you were with it.
Yeah. But look in here, we've got mild curry powder, we've got mixed herbs, we've got hot curry powder, coriander, paprika, cumin.
Do you remember we discovered these when we went on the golden bus?
Black onion seeds.
They're amazing in a salad. I don't know if you remember them, sal cooked, and we're like, what are these? Pop them in a salad, guys.
Are they the same as nigella seeds?
I don't know what a nigella seed is.
Black onion seed.
Yeah, but they just give you a little pop of taste.
The fact that I'm even asking that question is just absolutely hilarious, isn't it? Oh, right, okay. Well, I mean, it's not our kitchen. They're perfectly,
She was coming for a little peer around as well, wasn't she?
Yeah, what else have we got here? Nutmeg.
Have you seen what else is in here? These bits. These always get
powder.
Me. White wine vinegar.
Yeah.
We've got lots of apple cider vinegar. Now, these, like, fish sauce, oyster sauce, things like Liam Perry's. But you can get a lot of these vegan and veggie versions, can't you? Of these types of soy sauce.
I've got Henderson sauce.
Oh, nice. What's this one? Balsamic vinegar, normal vinegar. These are the things that are going to stop it being boring. Got a zester. Are we using some zest or lime, I see?
I know, we're chopping it into lime wedges.
Oh, into lime wedges. But I think this key, the key to a lot of our boredom being broken is the store cupboard staples. Have you also seen this cupboard over here with as much pasta as a supermarket?
Let's have a look.
Let's go and have a look.
Isn't this exciting?
I've done a little nosy. So we've got...
Okay, we're opening the cupboard doors.
Look at all these pastas. You know, look at...
Passata.
What's in here?
Cannelloni.
Jackfruit.
Hey.
Oh, an artichoke heart. I do love the...
In a tin?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Never peel an artichoke. Get them in the tin. Best...
And it's in water. Wow.
Banana blossom.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Oh, you see, we could make something out of this.
This is quite vegan, this store, isn't it? Coconut milk here.
Pearl barley, that's a good staple as well, isn't it? What have we got here?
Really is interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of us would possibly be, if we were in our kitchens right now, opening them, thinking, oh, you know, if Slimming World came round to visit, I would probably kind of put that under the sofa. I'd put that, you know, in at the back of the pantry. But it's interesting. So the curry thing, right? Okay, curry is one of my favourite things to have at home. I think we might. Do we need to like?
I've just turned it down.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it has to boil for 10 minutes, then come off and sit for 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, we'll find out whether we burn the rice.
I won't burn the rice.
That's. I remember once I burnt baked beans. That was the level that I came to Slimming World.
And you got me as a consultant. So
the curry book, right? This curry book is like no other curry book that we have seen. Because there has been a curry book before, right?
There's been a number of curry books, yeah. But this brand new one, I think, has done things with curry that we've not seen or thought about before. That's what I thought when I had a look. What do you think?
I mean, for me, it just feels like a little bit more adventurous.
Yeah.
Now, the recipe that we're cooking today, it actually doesn't require you to have any of the spices, the individual spices. You know, it's just using stock and it's using Thai green curry paste. But for the people who want to potentially do something a bit more adventurous, we actually made like the carrot and onion bhajis. Now it's got onions, it's got carrots, it's got ginger, it's got chili, it's got cumin seeds, turmeric, coriander seeds, coriander, fresh coriander, it's got gram flour, you know, it's got all kinds of different things, which I have to say, when I first joined Slimming World, I would have panicked looking at a recipe like this. For me, it would have felt like there was too much
stuff
in it.
Yeah.
But what I do find, and we were talking about this in my group the other week, is that sometimes you kind of buy like a big tub of spices, don't you? And then you kind of use it for one recipe and then it sits there for a few months.
You need to like utilize it. I always think, well, you know, like if you've got a base like rice, how many dishes could you do that? How many dishes could you do with turmeric or, I don't know, onion seeds, something like that? Because otherwise you won't use them again, will you?
Well, this is going to be the book to help you clear out your spice rack.
Oh,
if you've got some spices that you've bought and then not used for ages, I think this is going to be the book that's going to help you do that. I mean, one of the things we made yesterday was like this bolti, which is over here.
Now, bolti makes me scared.
Why?
Because bolti means hot.
No, I can't handle hot. You've heard on the fishless fish cakes.
But
we've actually made this much. We added on the recipe more tomato puree and tomato passata. So it's much more like red tomato-y. And we've added like extra, like my friend grew a massive courgette.
Was it big by any chance?
Like I was like, at what point does a courgette become a marrow? I mean,
when it's big.
It was seriously big, right? And she couldn't handle it. She's only 5'2". And she said, this courgette is too big for me to handle.
Really?
Right?
So she shared it with you.
So she shared her courgette with me and Matt.
That's
and
friendship.
We've added it here. So homegrown in Glossop.
Am I getting to try it?
It's going to be, yeah.
So am I trying it now?
Well, I think we might want to heat it up.
Oh, okay.
Aubergine and pepper bolti this is. Ooh. So we had a couple of aubergines that we hadn't used and they kind of needed...
Yeah, when they were a bit limp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of needed to put them in something. We got three different peppers. We got red onions. We got the chopped tomatoes, the tomato puree. We got the passata, which we added in to make it even more tomato-y because we know it's like speed food, don't we?
This is all speed though, isn't it?
Yeah. And then actually, I couldn't bring it because I felt, because we were driving here today, I felt like it was dangerous to bring some Rata with me.
Yeah, you don't want that on a car.
You don't want to be transporting like kind of yogurt based
not on your
sauces.
Carpet. I've had that happen before.
But I did do the fat-free yogurt with cucumber and a bit of mint.
You see, this would be really good if you were wanting to get extra speed and extra protein. You could really, curries are such a great way to do SP as well, I think.
And actually, that's quite interesting because a lot of these recipes are SP.
Yeah, they have the little symbol on them, don't they?
And you know, and I also would say, whilst I am not a meat eater, I look at a lot of these recipes now and I can see how I can make these swaps.
Yeah.
So whether it be using, you know, corn or This Isn't products or some of the Plant Chef products like the meat-free chunks and things, tofu, obviously.
Or your pulses like your chickpeas and stuff like that, you can really
See how you can make the swaps. But what I find really interesting is about just the flavours and the spices. I mean, this curry book even has like an Indian breakfast tray bake.
I think the thing about this book is it's thought about curry in a way, a non-traditional way for us, hasn't it? Like this tray bake, I would never think to have done Thai green curry in a tray bake. It just would always be cooked on the stove with a creamy sauce. So this is a really fun and interesting way. I think it's going to really spice up some food optimising for people.
Well, this bolti, actually, we did as a tray bake.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. And I think that was a big pull for me about Slimming World, that I was afraid of having ingredient lists that were about 14, 15 items long, that I needed to get every pan, every utensil in the kitchen. But once you kind of start to get your head around some of the tray bake options, it's actually quite exciting, isn't it?
And I think the thing about this book is if you love cooking and you've got time, there's some amazing recipes in there too. So those people who maybe think when they're swapping to a more healthy lifestyle, they can't cook like they used to. Oh, sorry, I've just hit a Witherspoon. They can't. Then there's loads of options in here too, I think.
One of the things that I've been doing recently is, like, you know how we're cooking the rice at the moment? I don't know if it needs a stir, does it?
Oh, no, you don't stir rice.
What?
You don't mix the starch up. You leave it staying.
How do you know the water's there?
Because I can see.
Rice is an interesting one, isn't it?
We want the water to go.
Like someone showed me where they actually, I mean, don't try this at home, but they actually got, they were using a smaller pan than this, and they put a tea towel.
Yeah, very good.
To soak up the steam. Now, I've been using, like, my Instant Pot cooker.
Yeah.
So it's like a pressure cooker, really. And what I find with basmati rice is we can get it quite sticky.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the cup, and then you get a nice little round mound.
But you looked at me so bizarrely when I said, if the hob won't work, I'll do it in the microwave.
I was like, that is just sacrilege.
No, it's not. You'll get the stickiest rice. Like, if you get a microwave sticky rice maker as well. Seriously, you don't have to do it in a pot.
See, rice is interesting because I've always just thought rice is rice. But actually, recently, I've come to notice the difference between long grain rice and basmati rice.
Okay, basmati any day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, long grain's so boring. I mean, if you like long grain, I'm not taking
but
away.
A big thing, like, you know, for me, like, kind of cooking on a budget. Buying a big bag of rice for like £5, buying a big bag of pasta for £2.75,
so good, isn't it?
You know that you've always got that free food. And yes, you have the option to SP this. I mean, if people were SPing what we're doing today, they would, I don't
cauliflower
know,
rice.
Cauliflower rice. Maybe they use their pitta for their healthy extra beef.
Or like, could use something like butternut squash or some chips with it, curry and chips. You know, there's loads of different ways. We were talking about squash before. You could curry up some squash, couldn't you? I think sometimes curry doesn't need the carbs if you've got all sorts of different things going on. Like, you could make your bhajis. You could do that with butternut squash, I reckon.
Yeah. So the thing, I remember when I first started Slimming World, and I think maybe it was a few years on when the Iceland meals came out. And this is before I was vegan, but I remember going round to a friend who I was doing Slimming World with, and we decided to have a Friday night kind of fake away type night. And we got a few of the different Iceland packages, cooked them in the oven, I like the idea of having a bit of lots of different things.
And that's where this book is brilliant, because you could imagine a Saturday night, you could do four or five dishes and have your mates round, a few beers or whatever, low alcohol ones or whatever, and it could be fun. I think this is why the courage is so communal and good.
Yeah,
I'm just excited to taste it all. I just want to check the oven because it's very quiet. Are you a bit unnerved?
I feel like it's like burning a bit. How long have we
just
done?
Just caught a little bit.
Well, do we need to like stir it a bit with the wooden spoon?
I'm just thinking.
Where's the oven gloves? Where's the oven gloves?
I just burnt my eyebrows off.
Anybody know where the oven gloves are?
Right, I've got a tea towel, Mom.
There we go.
I think maybe we should put some foil on the top.
Do you know where the foil is?
Greaseproof paper. Oh Jesus.
Maybe it's in this top one. Anyway, we'll report back in progress. A little while as Anna gives it a bit of a shimmy. Do you want me to poke it with this?
Yeah, I just think you might need to turn your broccoli chops over a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to catch.
Well, I actually made a mistake here that the broccoli should have gone on the bottom and
I was thinking that. Oh, sugar. Let me shut the oven because it's going to switch it off.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, is it going to fall? Hold on. I'm coming. Oh. Yeah. You don't want the broccoli to catch.
I think I've made a fatal
it's
error
all right.
there,
Let's
innit?
Do this.
She's got two hands, so it's a lot easier. Me poking it about. Oh, she's giving it a good shovel.
A good shovel.
You are.
Because we don't want the broccoli to catch. We want it to cook, not catch.
I know.
I think I've literally... Will you check my eyebrows? It melted. It felt so hot.
No, your eyebrows are not melting. Do you need a face mask to open this?
Seriously, this is an industrial style.
You could have maybe picked a higher oven.
No, the microwave's at the top.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, in a moment, we need to work out how to use the microwave to heat up.
I've just got a lesson.
Heat up the other things. So we will report back in a moment. Well, we've served up, and I feel I've put my river of rice with my two different things here. We've got the onion bhajis in one dish. We've got the rice in another dish. You know, we put it in nice posh bowls. And I always find like serving it in a nice posh bowl as opposed to a bit of Tupperware just brightens your day.
It just makes it better, doesn't it?
It does.
And I say I didn't burn the rice either.
No.
And this is blinking amazing, Claire.
I think that we've done all right. We've got a candle with us here. We've even got like a bit of dessert where there is some plopped out jelly with a bit of whipped cream, dairy-free whipped cream. And I've added a couple of raspberries for decoration. But your jelly, gotta say, it looks like it's had a few too many vodkas.
It's seen better days. Can I say the Balti is not blowing my mind? But it's tasty.
You were nervous about the Balti, right?
I heard about the Balti, but it's beautiful. And this chickless chicken tray bake, sensational.
And we did the broccoli okay?
The broccoli actually turned out all right because we put it underneath in the end, didn't we?
Yeah. Now, who would have thought that you would have put broccoli in the oven? I would have thought that would be pretty out there and bit crazy.
Oh, I like a bit of broccoli in the oven. But these bhajis, they are second to none, Claire.
Well, and you can throw a few sins if you want. A bit of sweet chilli sauce. Or like I say, I would have brought the raita and that would have just been a nice little sauce on the side. But yeah. I would be happy, like, you know, if I had to give up my Saturday night curry, like takeaways, and have this with the family or friends sat down. Just great.
This is brilliant and so much cheaper and so much better for your weight loss, isn't it?
You know what the best bit is? Well, she's put something in her mouth so she can't talk. That's one way to shut her up, isn't it? The best bit is that there's minimal washing up because it was a tray bake.
Yes.
So there's only a saucepan and a tray.
And I've loaded the dishwasher, so you've got none.
And I've got loads to take home with me.
The thing about this is great for lunchtime, isn't it, the next day? You've got lunch, you've got snacks, you've got, total goer. Well done.
Well, we've going to take some photos and maybe get a few videos of this thing. Oh my goodness, the candle's gone out. Is that a sign that we need to end this episode?
I think it was a sign that it was spicy and I went...
Well, Anna's breath killed the candle. I think it's time to end this podcast. We do know that in the next few weeks, that Summerwall blog will probably have a few of these little recipes from this new curry book. But if you are in group this week... Have a look through this, you know, have a look at some of these recipes and hopefully you can start to use some of those spices that have been hiding in your cupboards and you weren't really quite sure what to do. Maybe this could be the book that rejuvenates your passion for spices.
Just check the date on the back of them if they have been knocking around a while, because when I moved house 2 years ago, 1997, there was some coriander from.
Wow. Mm. And we know what you think about coriander.
Exactly why it was from 1997.
Well, whatever you get up to, we hope that you have a cracking tea tonight. Hope that you feel a little bit inspired and do go and check some magical curry recipes on Lifeline Online. I'm just going to give the final words to Anna. You just...
Bye for now.
Have a great week. Enjoy your food and see you next Monday.
Bye.